Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second, the second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mo Thacker. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. For the St. Louis Cardinals, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second, the left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting third, the right fielder, Bill White. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth, the catcher, Gene Oliver. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Julio Gatte. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Kurt Simmons. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Kurt Simmons. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is hit by the pitch. Banks moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Cardwell covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. White reaches second base with a double. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musial. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker strikes out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell hits a line drive into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte strikes out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is hit by the pitch. Oliver moves to second. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of White. Altman reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman moves to third. Santo moves to second. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0 for 1 in the game. Thacker takes first base on ball 4. Altman scores. Santo moves to third. Rogers moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardwell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. Musial hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Musial reaches second base with a double. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs catches it and throws to second with Rogers covering, to double up Musial. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Landrum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hubbs for the out. Landrum moves to second. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santo is called out on strikes. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Altman. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. Altman steals second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rogers hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Gatte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Thacker takes first base on ball 4. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardwell hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0-for-1 in the game. Gatte hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Maxville hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 0-for-3 in the game. Hubs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Banks reaches second base with a double. Hubs moves to third. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dulaba now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Musial hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogers for the out. One out. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Thacker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardwell hits a line drive towards short. Maxville reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0-for-2 in the game. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hubs bunts towards the mound. Dulaba fields it and throws to first for the out. Landrum moves to second. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Red Schoendienst pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Red Schoendienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schoendienst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Karl Sawatzki pinch hits for Bob Dulaba. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Musial hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 2, Cardinals, 2. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Red Schoendienst now playing second base. Julio Gatte now playing shortstop. Don Ferreres now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of White. Altman reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of White. Santo reaches second base with a double. Altman scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Rogers moves to second. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Thacker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo scores. Rogers scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 4 in the game. Cardwell bunts towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. Thacker moves to second. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Oliver for a passed ball. Thacker moves to third. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schoendienst scoops it up and throws to first, with McDaniel covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hubs hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0 for 3 in the game. Gatte hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0 for 1 in the game. Shane Dienst hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.